Hi, this is Dina with Family First Care.
How are you doing? This is Mr. Wesson. I was called by my nurse and told she wasn't supposed to come today or not going to come.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to find out what's going on.
Okay, let me take a look. Hold on a moment.
I'm going to give him something.
So which aide was supposed to come today?
Charles Roper won't start until next month. Maria was supposed to she's supposed to do the first four weeks because
mm-hmm.
he wasn't ready yet.
Okay.
So she was going to do the first month because she don't really have a car and stuff like that, and getting over here is kind of complicated for her.
Mm-hmm.
Charles lives on my block. He can walk right down the street. Plus, he drives and has a vehicle.
Let me check if he's compliant with us yet.
Well, they said he was because I called. They called me to ask me to do some paperwork for him.
Uh-huh.
And I did all that. Yeah, but they wasn't switching yet. I don't know what's going on. She said something, and now all of a sudden she's telling me she don't know she's going to be here Monday. I called my
mm-hmm.
caseworker. My caseworker says I have my 19 hours. The 11 hours
mm-hmm.
I don't have yet because I still have to go back to the doctor to start my case back up.
Okay, I understand. So here's what we're going to do. So if Maria can't come over the weekend, Charles can come instead in her place because he's compliant. Is that something Charles was able to do?
Okay, that's what I basically was trying to have,
uh-huh.
know, people that can deal with my situation and be on deck. Cause
it's smart to have backup caregivers. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but they all. You gotta excuse me for a minute.
Uh-huh.
They all scary. So they thinking that by me having other people, they not gonna have no work at all. But I told them that the company is a good company. Just call them and ask them if they have any extra work for y'all. I don't have enough hours yet.
Right. Yeah, they can work with multiple clients at a time if they want full time.
Yeah, knowing that I'm sick and my hours is going to increase because once I start going to the specialist back to doctors where I was, they're going to want to give me more hours because I'm going to have to need more attention.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
I was trying to explain to her this month, I know that she started this month, and it's been
mm-hmm.
difficult for her to get here as far as in paying for Uber. And Uber would cost her more than her paycheck because
right.
19
it's
hours,
it's not
14
too many
hours an hour,
yeah.
it's not weighing out for her. So I don't want to
okay.
I don't want to be like, no, I don't want her working. I want her to work because I like her company.
Mm-hmm.
She helps me. But at the same time, I don't want to be a hindrance on her bridge. I'm getting a benefit and she's not gaining nothing financially.
Right.
So I'm looking, you understand what I'm saying? I'm not the type of person just want to use a person. I want somebody to help me and I'll help them too.
Mm-hmm. I do understand.
So if y'all could find her more hours
mm-hmm.
and she could still work for me sometimes, I appreciate it. But right now it's like, all right, I'm going to let her finish this month out, but next four paychecks or whatever, wherever it goes, I was going to try to ask y'all to help her find a spot before I switch him because it's not going to hurt him. It won't hurt him to even be put on or to wait because he's right on the block. But her, it's going to cost her a lot of money catching Uber. Uber's like $25 to get here.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah, that's...
Regarding this weekend, do you want Charles to come over?
Yeah, well, this weekend I only got an hour. That's the day.
Right, and that's at 12, which is very soon. I mean, you can change that if you want. You can do it on Saturday or Sunday. You still have that extra hour for the week.
Well, I was wondering if I could spread that hour between the 3 days that I got and the first 3 days. So that way it's not complicated for nobody.
So we do it in 15-minute increments, so two. We can't split an hour in three ways. We can do it in 2 days. We can do half an hour each day.
Okay. Whatever way is easier for y'all and easier for the person.
Yeah.
Whatever way is easier for y'all and easier for the person, because 1 hour from her coming from all the way from Germantown Avenue, it takes more than an hour to get here.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Then she goes sit with me, and she got to sit outside because she's not Muslim, so she's not going to go into the masjid.
Uh-huh.
So on rainy days, she would be sitting outside in the rain. I can't have that. But the brother Charles, he'll go in with me because he's Muslim. He goes into the masjid.
Mm-hmm.
So I really don't need, I just need, if it's possible, y'all could make it for them 3 days. Friday, I'm not really work. I have people Friday, the brothers come get me Friday. They actually get rewarded. They get rewarded for coming to get the shit, the sick and the shut in, or the ones who, you know, people like me who have disability social disorders.
Okay, so let's do Saturday and Sunday, because those are the last 2 days of the week, and we'll split the hour between those 2 days. Now, do you know what time yet, or you want to discuss with Charles first?
Let me discuss it with him. You said Saturday. You couldn't put it on the Monday and Tuesday?
Monday and Tuesday is already part of the next week, so he can work Monday and Tuesday, but I want to get this last hour into.
Oh, this last hour.
Week.
Oh, okay. Well, for tomorrow. Make it for tomorrow. I'll call, get in touch with him and tell him he got a punch. He got all your info, the stuff to do, right? The time thing and all that stuff.
Yeah, I'll double check to make sure that he has everything clear, but he's good to go with us. So.
Okay, and another thing I want to ask you, I don't want mean to be a pest, but you know, I'm kind of a helpful person, and people be wanting jobs. Is it okay that I refer people to y'all?
Sure, absolutely. Refer patients or caregivers.
Okay, both of them, because I just I like to share what I got. If I can help somebody with information I know or anything I can help somebody with, I like to help them. Even though I don't like people, and I get a little nervous about them, but I do want to help people.
Well, absolutely. You can give us a call anytime.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know. It's just these small things I wanted to know. But I guess she got confused. Because you said I had no more hours, and I'm telling you, I'm qualified. I'm 6 months. The first 6 months,
right.
I'm already got my paperwork for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're good with us for a while now. We have an authorization going strong until the end of April, and it'll probably be renewed from then.
It's going to probably be increased by April, because when I go see this next doctor, they're going to want to start doing some crazy stuff. I don't hope so.
Yeah.
Hope for y'all money, but not for my poking. They're going to poke it on me. But I appreciate you so much. I'll call her, let her know that everything's fine for her to show up Monday.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
and
that's fine.
And I get to him and tell him to get that hour shift, because we got to get that hour for y'all.
Okay.
You know what? I'm making sure y'all get y'all money just as much as everybody else.
Good. Well, I appreciate
so
that, Mr. West. You have a good one.
Okay. You too.